Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Mbombela en Polokwane 21, Johannesburg 20 grade.
Goeiemôre Express hier en daar is swaar mis. Oor die provinsie asseblief ry baie versigtig.
In your sport, a big upset at the senior athletic champs with Giflet Luleo pipping Bayanda Walaza to the 100-meter men's title and Willie Leroux and Marco van Staden back for the Bulls ahead of the URC clash against Glasgow.
Eskom sê fase 2 beerkrag wat gistermiddag weens verlies aan opwekkingseenhede en groter as verwagte aanvraag ingestel is, is teen middernag opgehef. Dit volg na die herwinning van sowat 2000 megawatt se opwekkingsvermoë. Eskom se woordvoerder Daphne Mokoena sê hulle sal later vandag die jongste stand van sake bekend maak.
Continues to ensure system readiness for increased winter demand to meet regulatory requirements and to ensure environmental compliance. Our team remains committed to restoring approximately 6,000 megawatts to service by next Tuesday.
Die Forum for South Africa versoek President Cyril Ramaphosa om die minister van Finansies, Nkosazana, te verwyder en beskryf hom as onbevoeg. Die organisasie voer aan Nkosazana se hantering van die voorgestelde BTW-verhoging voor dit heeltemal geskraap is, dui op 'n gebrek aan kommer oor die armes.
As force, we cannot allow the purse of the state to be in the hands of the clueless, fatigued and non-caring individuals. Therefore, Phosa calls on President Ramaphosa to replace Inoko Dongwane with someone who is fit to take charge of the government's purse on behalf of the citizen.
Dit dan die forum se Tebogoma Shilompane. Die Patriotic Alliance sê intussen die DA gekritiseer omdat hy krediet vat vir die skraap van die 0.5% BTW verhoging. Kenny Kunene van die party het die DA ook beskuldig dat hy probeer het om die begrotingsprosesse te manipuleer vir politieke gewin.
The Democratic Alliance indicated that they will vote for the VAT increase if a certain port was privatized, if the NHI was removed, if the Bella Act was removed. So the DA was going to vote for VAT increase had the ANC and the GNU parties agreed to be extorted by them.
In ander groot nuus vanoggend, die president van Oekraïne, Volodymyr Zelensky, het Suid-Afrika gevra om te help met die terugkeer van meer as 400 kinders wat tydens die oorlog na Rusland geneem is. Sy het tydens sy besoek aan Pretoria deur 'n tolk gesê baie van die kinders is teen hul wil geneem.
I truly hope that President Ramaphosa will help us to bring them home indeed. We strongly believe that the president or other partners in Africa will help us to stop Russia, to force Putin to engage in the full-scale ceasefire.
En nog nie sê die buitenland president Donald Trump het Rusland se jongste lugaanvalle op Oekraïne veroordeel en gesê dit was onnodig. Moskou het 70 missiele en 145 hommeltuie op Kiev gemik wat van woensdag nag tot gisteroggend minstens 12 lewens geëis het. Koel en bewolk met miskolle oor dele van Gauteng en Mpumalanga en Noordwes, Pretoria, Mbombela, Polokwane en Rustenburg 21, Tsinin 24, Johannes berg 20 vir diegene wat vandag reis, Kaapstad 26, Durban 21, Tabega 24, Bloemfontein 19 grade. Ek is Chanel Septima, top story at this hour. Eskom says stage 2 load shedding, which was implemented yesterday afternoon due to the loss of generation units, has since been suspended.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
The only thing worse than grumpy service is over-friendly service. You know when people are over-helpful, kind of crosses that line to hard sell. I'm never that happy. And I know it's more me.
I was going to say, maybe the problem is lying here with
no,
you.
No, yeah, possibly.
I understand what you're saying.
Or if you're at a restaurant and the waitress goes like, is your food good? Is it okay? And then you're like, yes, thank you. And then 5 minutes later, you're trying to take a bite again. Is it good? Is it fine? Is everything good? Like, well, it will be good.